Anya ran full out, leaping over twisted tree roots and carpets of wild ivy. She cut through a maze of moss-covered headstones. She rounded a corner and stopped, not sure which way to go. The sword was begging to be drawn. Again, the sword led her, and she followed. She burst into a clearing. A young woman struggled in the grip of a man easily three times her size, armed with a knife. His meaty hand clamped over her mouth, and the girl's eyes bulged in terror.
Get away from her!
Now the man's eyes bulged at the sight of an avenging angel with a brutal-looking broadsword.
What the bloody hell?
He raised both arms straight in the air. The young woman scrambled away, tears streaming down her face.
Drop the knife!
What?
Drop it!
The man looked up at the knife in his hand, having forgotten it was there. It dropped into the leaf litter at his feet. Anya stepped forward and smacked him in the head with the flat of her blade, her face dark with rage. She placed her feet on either side of his torso, flipped the sword blade down, gripped the hilt with both hands, and raised it high over his chest. The would-be attacker looked up with unfocused eyes.
Oh, no, 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 please, no, no.
No, Anya!
She was dimly aware that Garin and Rue had shown up at some point. She raised the sword higher.
Yes, he deserves it, but think of the police investigation. We have more important things to do.
Anya frowned. The sword was inert in her hands. It didn't seem to be asking for blood. And did she really want it to?
Anya, the girl is okay. I'm right beside her. Just lower the sword. I'll call the police. They will arrest him. Justice will be done.
Anya slowly lowered the sword. The man closed his eyes in relief.
Now come over here and give the sword to me. The girl needs you.
Anya looked down at the man beneath her. Blood trickled from his scalp, and the side of his face was already turning purple. She stepped over him and walked to the trembling young woman, who wore a tank top with a university logo and matching leggings. Rue was standing now, and they made eye contact. He stepped slightly behind her and reached his hand out. She moved the sword behind her back.
Thank you.
Anya knelt by the young woman, who looked up in bewilderment.
I'll have to run here.
Her face was chafed red, and there were bruises coming up on her arms.
Are you all right? Did he hurt you?
No, I guess not. He wanted to. He came out of nowhere.
Anya put a hand on her arm and squeezed gently.
It's okay. He can't hurt you now.
Anya looked over her shoulder. Garin was standing over the man, who was on his stomach. His hands appeared to be zip-tied behind his back.